There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence. Thank you so much for being with us today. Today, we offer our condolences to the family and friends of George Floyd. We ask God for healing to the hearts of those whose own hearts are torn and broken. We encourage everyone at this difficult time to remember that we are people of one blood, we are one people, and we must stand together for that which is right. Our scripture today comes from Philippians 4, verses 2 through 3a. I plead with Eodesus, and I plead with Syntyche, to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel. One of the not so well kept secrets in the family of God is the fact that commitment to the Lord and commitment to our fellow laborers does not take away all of our very natural tendencies and inclinations. It does not take away our personalities. Howbeit, the Holy Ghost does renew our mind and refine and reform our natural inclinations. We are new in Christ Jesus, but we still maintain our own sense of self. For some of us, that means our tongues that were in the past quick to share a barbed comment and heartless slash will be governed by a mind that will consider the words much more carefully. The quick wit may retain, but the words now will become kinder, more thoughtful. The ability to read and manipulate others to get what we want, referred to by some as the con man attribute, and the ability to sell sand to someone who lives in a desert may just become a bit more thoughtful and reflective. And now becomes the ability to present the gospel sensitive to the setting and concerns of the individual. Those natural yet powerful skills and talents that were before used for evil, now under the authority of the Almighty God, are indeed characteristics and talents that can be used for the upbuilding of the kingdom and the blessing of others. Being a Christian does not change the fact that working together with others will sometimes result in a difference of opinion and in conflicts. Most of us have heard some of the extreme magnifications of this. Ministers dismissed without a clear understanding of why or what they have done that has been deemed wrong or inappropriate, or sadly, in some cases, being publicly dismissed and humiliated in front of their spouse and children without regard to the impact it may have on the family's ability to survive, or even the psychological impact on those individuals. Musicians and pastors literally locked out of the church, and how well I remember the experience of some young people who entered the church early, turned the pews backwards, just to get the attention of the adults. In that case, I felt then and now that I would rather they be there trying to talk things out rather than leaving the church entirely. As I remember, the young people wanted to be heard. They wanted somebody to address their concerns. Each of us probably have our own story of someone who refused to speak to someone else, or church decisions that cause pain, changes from traditional to contemporary service, an unwanted switch from pews to padded chairs. Wherever you find more than one person, there will be a difference of opinion. In one situation, a minister liked to share how he and his wife never had an argument. Eyes would quietly shift to her seat to see how she was reacting. The people were more interested in her response than his declaration. Disagreements are natural, and they are to be expected. Was it, some wondered, that she was afraid to express an opinion, or had just learned to go along, keep the peace? Did she really agree with everything he said or did? Most considered the latter unlikely. Either way, his presentation of complete agreement and marital bliss did not have the expected impact. Choir or praise team? Younger and more energetic minister or older and more experienced minister? Pay as you go repairs or borrow from the bank to renovate? Pay more for a more talented, howbeit inconsistent in their personal lifestyle, musician? Or pay less for a well-meaning, sincere, saved person with limited musicality and talent? The list of choices and causes of disagreements go on and on. The question is not, will there be well-meaning individuals who disagree, but rather, how will these disagreements be resolved? Does our faith play any part in how we resolve differences? Paul briefly touches on this issue in today's passage. Apparently, there was a disagreement between two women in the church. Paul did not challenge the commitment of either one to Christ. Having a different point of view does not make a person wicked or a sinner, just as having a different point of view does not make us righteous. Paul makes a profound and simple statement that can benefit believers today as they navigate the waters of working together for the good of the kingdom. Paul said simply, "I plead with Odysseus and I plead with Syntyche to be of the same mind in the Lord." His words seem to just jump off the page. Be of the same mind in the Lord. He does not take sides, nor does he urge other saints to do so. He just urges them. No, he pleads with them to find the common ground in Jesus, to seek him out and find his mind in this particular matter. How many times do we as Christians offer a quick prayer necessary before a church meeting or business meeting to hurry it along and then debate a matter for an hour? I strongly suspect if more of us had an hour of prayer, we might find that the meeting would last only a few minutes. When we invite God in to clear our hearts, unify our minds, purify our spirits, and put us on one accord, something happens. Can this be done quickly? Absolutely. But frequently, far more frequently than most of us would like to admit. Or as one minister is alleged to have suggested when questioned about the length of the services, it takes time to get the you-know-what out of people. I might not put it exactly that way, but I would agree that sometimes it takes a few minutes of prayer just to get us to the point where we are really ready to pray. We don't want just to win our way. That may make us feel good, but the question is, what does God want? Which direction is the right direction? What furthers God's agenda, not my agenda, at this time? We can be right in what we are saying, but the timing may be out of sync. Paul's language is striking. We know that he was bold and outspoken, but here he is pleading with his sisters. It was that important for them not to continue in disagreement, but to find the mind of the Lord on the matter. Winning in Christian service is not about having your way. It is about finding your way to God's purpose and direction at that given time. We don't know how the dispute ends, and in some ways that is a good thing. If we knew, we might try to find some magic formula or format that we should use when in fact we already have the formula within these few sentences. The family, the church family, must pray for solutions. The individuals must actively seek the direction of the Lord and know that his goal and purpose for that situation at that time may well be different from what they want or desire. His goal, his direction, his purpose always takes precedence. Knowing that, they might not be able to settle the matter alone. Paul asked the others in the church to help them. Oh my goodness, what a beautiful example to the church of today. When persons are unable to settle their differences by themselves, rather than taking sides, we should join together in prayer and counsel and try to settle the differences in a spirit of love and cooperation. This is much easier said than done. But as Paul, we must persevere. We must plead if necessary. We move in a spirit of love and cooperation so that the will of the Lord is done and the sweet spirit of fellowship is able to continue. Is there someone we should be praying for today? Seeking God for a spirit of resolution, especially at this point in the United States, and underline the word united. We should be praying for justice and peace in our country. We pray that people of goodwill will stand together. Hatred and violence, by definition, destroy. We will stand for what Christ stands for, love, justice, and a spirit of cooperation among all men who are of one blood. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you for those in our assembly, in our culture, and Lord, and in our world. Help us to find your mind, your purpose, your peace, that we may move and work together in the spirit of holiness with the mind of Christ guiding us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Have a blessed, safe, and beautiful week. And join us again next time in His presence. Join us anytime at inhispresenceradio.com.
Please share your comments on this broadcast at inhispresence@nonelikehimanywhere.org.